Hey there, and welcome to the podcast, the Instructional Coaching Corner podcast. I am Greg Detmeyer, one half of the ICC podcast team. You're about to listen to episode 9 of a series called Goals, Living Beyond Hope. As a quick background, on June 6th of 2020, it finally clicked for me, and I devoted myself to living a healthier lifestyle. For 20 years, I struggled to do this, but through my journey, I've shifted my mindset, grasped what it means to set a goal, and strive to be disciplined. Through the course of this series, I will be sharing these learnings which apply to any goal. I want to repeat that. Although my example will be my lifestyle change in health, these ideas and thoughts apply to any goal you might be setting out to strive for. Thanks for listening and enjoy episode 9, The Time and Hard Work Relationship. If you save $10 per day, you would save $3,650 in a year's time. Or if you read 10 pages a day, you would read between 20 and 30 books a year, depending on each book's length. If you cut out one can of pop a day, you will eliminate 55,000 calories from your diet in a year. If you were to eat 2 healthy meals a day, you will have had 730 healthy meals in a year. And let's say those meals each are 200 calories less than what you would have been eating, you would eliminate 145,000 calories from your diet that year. This would result in a roughly 40-pound weight loss purely from the caloric math of less calories in, more calories out. I hope you see the point here. Small actions, over time, lead to results. Over the course of my journey, I have had many conversations with others about what I am doing. The simple answer is eating healthy and exercising, but then doing it the next day, and the next day, and the next day. Each day after I finish a workout, I say to myself, now, do it again tomorrow. And I keep saying that. I'm going to do it again tomorrow. Same thing eating healthy. Do it again tomorrow. This leads to results because of those compounding actions. A little bit every day adds up to a lot in the end. Let's look at another example. Let's say you're a teacher, and you want to set a goal to improve your students' fluency rate over the course of the school year. Your first step will be seeing where they are now and putting some sort of intervention in place to support them in their progress. Then what? Well, typically what we do is we roll with the plan we developed for a month or two, get bored, and feel the need to try something different. Now, I would argue that consistency and routine may be more powerful than even having the right intervention in place. If we are consistently, over time, providing supports, results will happen. I think of it in terms of my eating plan. Honestly, I do not have the greatest diet plan in the world. My diet is often higher in fats than it should be, but it is a lot better than what it was. So if I have this mediocre plan that is a lot better than what I was doing, and I commit to doing it day after day after day, the results will come. Too often, though, we get bored and quit, or try the next thing before we develop a true, consistent routine. In many aspects of our lives, we are living by the flavor of the month. We look at the next new and exciting thing. This is especially true when we're grinding out a goal. Back to the health example. Just look around. Each year, there is a new big diet. Atkins, keto, caveman, South Beach, juicing, and the list goes on and on. And people have success with them. And honestly, if people continue to do those after time and stay consistent with it, they'll continue to have success. But the thing is, to stay consistent with one of them, not switching between this and this and this. For me, I went with 2 tried and true methods to lose weight. Exercise and healthy eating that focused on portions. Everyone knows those 2 things will lead to better health. But doing these things is not the hard part of the journey. Doing them again and again and again is the hard part. if we are unable to carry our goals over time, our results will be limited. After all, eating a healthy meal isn't going to change things one way or another. But eating hundreds of healthy meals? Now that will. Thinking of the reading example again, remember reading 10 pages one night isn't going to do much. But if you read 10 pages each day in a year, you'll read 20 to 30 books. Those who are successful in reaching their goals are the ones who embrace the, and I'm air quoting here, boredom of consistency. Just last week, I was asked, so what's the magic in your progress? Immediately, I wanted to respond, there isn't a magic formula. Then I retracted that a bit and said, there is a magic formula, and it's pretty simple. Hard work plus consistency plus time equals results. The key to success here is actually extremely simple. However, it's extraordinarily hard to live. The problem is we often are looking for quick results. And the fact is, there's nothing we can do to speed up the time aspect of this equation. We must be willing to put in the work day after day, week after week, month after month, and year after year. If this is done, we will meet our goals. So, is there a guaranteed magic equation to achieve our goals? Yes. It is the simple equation of hard work plus consistency plus time equals results. Is it hard? Yes. But it will be so worth it. So whatever your goal is, whatever your action steps are, keep telling yourself, do it again tomorrow. In closing, I want to repeat the quote from DDP, my favorite wrestler from the 90s, and say, never underestimate the power you give yourself by believing in you. Now, go work hard, keep moving forward, and be awesome. If you have any questions or thoughts about what you heard, please reach out through our Facebook page, Instructional Coaching Corner, or head over to the website, www.iccpodcast.com. We would love to hear from you. Finally, if you would give us a rating or review wherever you listen to podcasts, that would be fantastic. This helps others find the show and helps us spread these thoughts and ideas.